Our gospel today is part of the Palm Sunday event when crowds acclaim Jesus by casting palm branches before him as he enters Jerusalem, crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David." Next Sunday, we will celebrate his entrance in a special way, his entrance into Jerusalem. But this Sunday, we enter into the mind of Jesus as he enters the city of Jerusalem. He's troubled as he enters the city, and as well he may be. "My soul is troubled now," he says. "Yet what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this hour that I have come." So he understands what's going to happen to him. It's a critical moment. Jesus sees Jerusalem's religious establishment resenting his words and his actions. They want to dispose of him. He's just raised Lazarus from the dead. His popularity is growing. He could easily topple the uneasy balance at a volatile time and a place for the Jewish nation. So Jesus enters Jerusalem a marked man. But in today's gospel, as he enters the city, he's given a sign to strengthen him. And it's a very simple sign. Some Greeks, most likely pilgrims for the feast, approach Philip and Andrew and said, we would like to see Jesus. And in their request and their eagerness to meet him, Jesus sees the lasting fulfillment of his mission on earth. "Like the grain of wheat," he says, "I'll fall to the ground and die. But my falling will bring much fruit." So the Gospel of John is known for signs like this, you know, simple signs that point to glory. They're signs that say it's not the end, but it's the beginning. The Greeks who come as Jesus approaches his death are like the Magi at his birth. They're people from afar. We don't see yet what will happen because they come. But they're the first of many. People will come from the east and the west. They'll come from centuries beyond his own. And like the grain of wheat, Jesus will fall to the ground and die. But his life and his death will bring much fruit. Now, of course, we ask the Lord to help us to see signs like he did. Signs that are so small that we could miss them. There are signs in our lives, and especially as we struggle, as we feel desperate, signs will always be given. Sometimes it's as simple as some outsider whom we've never expected to help us at all. There they are. Sometimes it's something unexpected that we never thought about before, and all of a sudden we see it. Sometimes it's as small as bread, the bread of the Eucharist, the bread at the table. God works his wonders. But mostly we see those wonders in simple signs. We should learn to see them, look for them, appreciate them, because they tell us that all will be well. The Greeks who came to Jesus as he entered the city, in some way they told him, "It will all be well."